community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Molly's thinking, what is that?
Oh, it is Little Mix. The reason why I played it is because I've just put it in the background just so I can hear you, because I know this is your favourite track, Stormzy, and also Little Mix. So I thought I'll just play it in the background just to give you a little intro. Good morning, Santonia Jones, on Saturday Breakfast with Arcs Molly Beauty. Molly, you're in the
Hello.
Studio, 2 metres apart.
I know.
I'm not so close, I'm so used to being so close to you. So you're sending me air kisses, aren't you?
I'm sending you air kisses and I'll chuck the products over to you so
yes.
you can see them.
Well, I haven't got a net here because I'm pretty good at netball. I used to be the goal attack and goal shooter, so yeah.
I was never a thrower.
So maybe it might just hit me in the face and I'll just get knocked out.
I'll just hit you in the face.
So nice to see you looking beautiful, radiant.
Oh, thank you. But yeah, I've been really busy with BRAG, which is a volunteer group that I set up. So it's been really, really busy. We're getting a lot of shopping and calls for everybody that's vulnerable or anybody with disabilities. We're working alongside with Essex Welfare and the Brentwood Council. So that's been really busy. That's been really good. I say getting shopping every day. If anybody needs shopping or, needs any help or anything with the number, can I give the number?
Oh, of course you can.
Sorry. It's been really busy. It's the number's 07961 972 917. And originally we were getting shopping for like over 65s. It was shielding. But now that we're literally helping anybody that just cannot get to the shops, and we've got befriending, and the volunteers are just absolutely amazing.
And when did you start again?
Sorry,
when did you start BRAG?
This was right before lockdown, just before about 2 weeks before lockdown.
Okay, mid-March.
And it's really established itself now. As I say, we're working along. We give out donations to a lot of the sheltered accommodations and residentials and so on. It's been really busy. And as I say, we're getting the paid shopping for people. Our volunteers are amazing. I mean, literally, they go out every day to all the shops around Brentwood, all the surrounding areas, pick up the shopping and drop it off. It's all done in a safe doorstep delivery process. So, yeah, it's been
that's
really,
good.
Really good.
It's amazing
really
to
good.
Hear that.
Really good. But I've missed the beauty side, and everyone's getting hair.
I know. I was like...
yeah, now the salons, aren't opening.
They opened at 12 midnight. So you can see me. I've got my kind of pigtails with some knots because I've just run out of ideas, Molly.
Yeah, but the beauty salons haven't opened. So people are like, oh my gosh, there's no beauty salons opening. So nobody can go and have their Botox or have their waxing done and their nails done, so I'm kind of bringing it to you so you can do it at home.
Good.
Not the Botox, obviously. I'm quite low maintenance, but some of my friends are not low maintenance. They're like,
and for me, I've got my kind of own nail dryer as well, and my nails, look at them, they're amazing.
They have grown so
much
because you know what it is, these acrylics are so damaging and so on. When people they are really damaging, they do weaken the nails no matter what anyone says. Even when you go into these nail salons and they say, oh no, it's fine, but they don't, they do damage. The acrylics do, they make them paper thin. Mine have grown as well because I don't actually have acrylics that much, but when I have, they have weakened them. But I wanted to start off talking about waxing.
Ooh,
because
nice.
We're all getting hairier and there's some places that are a bit painful to wax. I've been sent in this system which is called Sugarin, and it's really good Sugarin because it's actually better for sensitive skin. So if you're going to do it yourself, you'll see these you'll see these Sugarin kits in Superdrug, and this one is by Sugar Coated. I have got all the press release somewhere. So it's sugarcoatedhairremoval.com. And the difference with sugar into waxing is with sugar, you've got the pot, you've got everything in this kit to do your own waxing. And if you're going to start off waxing for the first time, I would say use Sugarin because it's not as painful as waxing. And what you do is you heat it comes in a pot and you just heat it in the microwave for about 30 seconds. Always make sure you test it so it's not hot, because obviously you can burn yourself. And this little packet here from Sugar Coated, it's $9.99, but you've got in here your spatulas, your Sugarin, and you've got your strips to rip it off with as well. Now, when you do waxing as opposed to Sugarin, when you do waxing, you apply the wax in the direction of the hair growth and rip it off in the direction with the hair growth. With Sugarin, it's different. You apply it in the opposite direction. I'm sticking my leg up here, giving you a demonstration.
Don't worry, we can see you on camera.
With Sugarin, you apply it in the opposite direction to your hair growth. So if your hair's growing down, you apply the Sugarin paste upwards, and then you put your wrap thing on. You push it down, you press it down, and then you rip down in the direction of the hair growth. So you apply it up against the hair growth, rip down. And what it does with the sugaring, it doesn't attach to the skin. It only attaches to the very top layer of the skin. So A, it won't rip your skin off, which some wax can do. And also it acts as a really good exfoliant because it's taking all the dead skin cells off. So this is a great one. It's vegan. So it's sugar wax. Yeah, it's really good. It's very, very gentle. It prevents ingrown hairs. So if you are missing your beauty salon and you want to try a go at waxing or sugaring, I would say go with sugaring first. So everything's in this pot. This one is for the underarms, but you can get them on the sugarcoatedhairremoval.com. You can get them for your whole body. You can get them for your bikini. And as I say, yeah, I'm quite, I've become quite addicted to waxing myself, you know. There's nothing more satisfying than putting this sugar stuff on and then ripping it off and then seeing the hairs come out with the little follicle things at the end.
Oh, right.
Oh, it's very satisfying.
Do you know what? For me, having a wax is very painful for me. It's just, even having my eyebrows threaded, I just can't take it at
threading
times.
Threading is much more painful. Oh, but, you should try this. You know, if you had a microwave here, I would have gone and demonstrated on you because it really doesn't, it literally doesn't stick to the skin.
Oh,
so you're
yes.
not going to get any skin come up. You just get the hairs come out. And I think the process is really that when you put the wax, the strips on, the paper strips on to rip the sugar coat, you know, to rip it off, you have to hold it really taut against your skin. So you're holding this strip taut and then you do it in one quick, swift motion. I'm really good, you know. I've done my boyfriend's, and he said I was better than his Turkish barber. There you go. Talking of which, it did make me laugh. I've got to say this. It really made me laugh today as I was driving here.
Yes.
Because obviously the high street is closed off now to traffic. It's closed, I think, from 9 till 6. It's completely closed at the moment indefinitely. They're pedestrianising it. So at the moment, but... it made me laugh looking at the long queue of people outside Mitchell's hairdressers, the barbers. All these men are queuing up socially distanced in the rain with all their long locks. And I was just laughing to myself. I thought, bless them. The queue's going all the way down. They've obviously got there thinking, oh my God, I've got to have my hair.
I'll have a look. Hysterical. On my way out. I've probably got some with ponytails. I was saying everyone should give me some ideas for hairstyles, but can you just imagine? I've seen lots of, you know, different colour hair, all sorts going wrong, but I've just stayed safe.
I cut my own hair. I'm very good at cutting. I do cut my own hair. I cut fringing. But anyway, so going on to the wax, I'm going to go in on past the sugaring. Now, if you find that your skin does get sensitive or you've had any reaction or anything like that, but this is absolutely brilliant. It's the Vitage Skin Calming Aloe Gel. So if you decide to do sort of wax yourself or sugar, you know, or thread or whatever, this is a brilliant cream to put on afterwards. It instantly cools. It's excellent for sunburn. I mean, we've had some nice weather. This is £14. And it's Vitage. Now they've not sent me, I think you can get it from off the top of my head, I think you can get it at the Courthouse Clinics, but it's a skin brown one, but it's got in it calendula and chamomile, and it's all very natural. It's healing, it's calming. You can keep it in the fridge, so it's really good if you have had a day out in the sun. I mean, at the moment we've not got much sun, it's very rainy outside. But it's made from 100% organic aloe vera. And I love aloe vera, and this is really good. And it's water-based, so it can be used as a serum under masks, so it boosts your hydration as well. It's a really good one. So this is the Vitage Skin Calming Aloe Gel. It's one of those essential products that I think you should keep, always have around. It's good for children. It's one of those that I think you should always keep around. And staying on this line of skincare now, I was sent in these masks, which I was sent in quite a while ago, just before lockdown. And basically what it was is it's a high-end salon, it's a clinic in London. It's called the Qdel Premier Repair Mask. And this clinic, aesthetics clinic, that do all these treatments like Botox, they do microdermabrasion and so on. Obviously, before lockdown, they were thinking, oh, what can we give our customers to help them when they're in lockdown? I mean, they've got this mask It's an AI beauty clinic. So that's a beauty clinic in London. They've got these face masks and they give really, really good results. Now, initially, so these are biocellulose masks. Initially, these were manufactured solely for people with burns and chronic wounds. Biocellulose is an all-natural material. It's produced through cultured bacteria. It's 1,000 times thinner, these masks, than the human mm-hmm. hair. And this has got in it six key ingredients, which I'm not going to talk about. I'll tell you what the six key ingredients do, but I'm not going to give their names because it's just the jargon that you
yes,
know.
Yes, okay.
But yeah, but they're long-lasting, hydrating, they reduce red blotches, they give an even skin tone, they're anti-inflammatory, et cetera, et cetera. Now, it seems like they're expensive. They're £49. You get a packet of five. And it's available from www.ai-beauty.co.uk. But I tried these. I tried this one yesterday or the day before yesterday. And often when you put a face mask on, the first thing I loved about this one, which I have tested a couple like this, but the first thing I loved is that I could put it on and I could walk around the house with it on because the material was so thin, it literally stuck to my skin mm-hmm. like a second skin. And afterwards, I only left it on for about, it says leave it on for 20 minutes. Well, my skin was obviously very, very parched because I've been outside walking the dog a lot and in the sun and so on. And within about 10 minutes, it had literally absorbed all the moisture and all the ingredients. And straight after that, you can get whatever's left in the packet and massage it into your skin. But it absorbed so quickly. Often with these face masks, you're left, even though you can massage it in, you're left with sort of a film or your skin looks a little bit greasy because they've got too many ingredients. This absorbs straight away. And my skin, it really did look good. It looked like I'd had this salon facial in about 10 minutes.
Oh, nice. And that's how
really
I feel.
Good.
When I go and have to the steamer or to the sauna,
yeah.
My skin, after like 5 minutes, it really glows.
Yeah.
But I also find that, especially if you're at home as well during the lockdown period, if you're not drinking lots of water and getting a lot of sunlight, yeah. then the skin does dry out as well, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I say, I've been, you know, having the aircon on in my car and so on. But this was really, really good. And I just, because I think everyone's missing the beauty salons.
Yes.
I mean, I don't go much to beauty salons at all, if I'm honest. I hardly ever go.
Me
as
neither.
I say, I don't have my nails done. I'm not, you know, I'm too busy. And, but, you know, I've got a lot of friends that are. My friend Astrid, she's listening today. You know Astrid?
Yes, good morning, Astrid.
She's like, I need something to cheer me up. I need something to.
And
these masks are so good because literally I put them on and within 10 minutes when I took it off, it had absorbed it all. And my skin, it wasn't glowing. It just looked very smooth. It mm-hmm. literally had sort of plumped it up and looked smooth.
Nice.
So I really like that.
It's well worth the money, and especially if you go to the spa, then, you know, that kind of like there's a difference with the amount it costs, about £100 easily. And then also, if not, you can have a face steamer as well. What do you think of those? Because I do have a face steamer at home.
I've got a face I had a face steamer which I bought years and years and years ago, or I sometimes just use a bowl, you know, my sinuses are blocked, I just use a bowl of hot water, and I'd sometimes put a couple of drops of like lavender essential oil in or something. They're good for opening up the pores and then, you know, and then putting a face mask on or something afterwards, because then that can, you know, opens up the pores. Basically what happens when you put serums on and so on after you've steamed your face, then it's, the thing is that it gets deeper into your epidermis.
Yeah.
So I do like them. I think really for me, facial steamers are more about opening up your path airways, you know, your sinus airways. So
that's what I do. If I get any pimples, that's it. Yeah. Straight onto that steamer, not like at least once a week, and then sitting there for about 10 minutes and that opens up my pores. So I do that. And then after that, I just use cold water and nothing else after that. So you're right, because I've done it before and put some creams on straight after, then the pimples have got worse.
Yeah. So you see, sometimes it can block. If you open up your pores and put the creams on, it can block. It all depends on your skin type really as well. I mean, some people sometimes, like if I steam, then I might tone afterwards, or I'll put a mask on but I'll tone afterwards. I mean, the cold water is just closing the pores up again. But it depends, because some beauty therapists, they will steam and then they'll put all the serums on and so on afterwards, so the product actually does penetrate deeper into the epidermis. But if you've got it depends what you're putting on your skin. If you put anything oily or anything like that, it's going to make your pimples worse.
Yep.
So you have to be careful. But moving on from skincare, now this is a brand that I got sent in, and I said, oh, you know, I'm talking about summer beauty and so on, and they said, oh, we've just launched this great big campaign at Superdrug. And I was a bit kind of like, because it's a really old-fashioned brand. You sort of, you kind of think of old ladies in their little floral hat, you know, floral hats with this, is Yardley.
Oh, and yes, I remember Yardley. I've heard of it.
And do you know what? And I was like, okay, send it in. Oh, it's amazing. I mean, I can't really, you have to get all the bottle or whatever, but this is the soothing body lotion. It's £6.50 and it's actually really quiche. It looks really pretty. It's very sort of Kath Kidsney, you know, on your bathroom shelf.
Yes.
But this is, it's their new one. It's the Flower Rosy Magnolia Pink and Pink Orchid Smoothing Body Lotion. It's vegan, so that's really good. I always say vegan. Is it vegan or vegan? I say vegan.
Well, vegan. Vegan.
I think I've said both today. I think I say vegan.
We know what you
vegan.
Mean.
You know what I mean. I'm always being corrected by HRH about, you know, what I say. It's 96% naturally derived ingredients. It's cruelty-free. But yeah, from Superdrug. But it's got a really lovely uplifting scent. So if I actually didn't open that, I opened up the bottle like this. If you sort of, you can have a smell, but I think you're going to have to kind of dettol. I'm going to have to throw it over to you. But it's got this lovely, lovely sort of uplifting.
I can smell the aroma from here.
It's so nice. And what I love about it is it immediately sinks into your skin. It's not leaving any greasy film on my skin. It's leaving it just feeling really moisturised. So it's just, and actually I think these make really nice presents. I think these are really lovely just to buy something like that and wrap it up in pink tissue paper and give it as a gift.
Yeah, that's really pretty as well. Yeah,
maybe I will drop that round to Astrid later if she's lucky. She dropped me a plant over the other day.
Well, you...
if she's lucky.
You said it live on air now. Yeah, Astrid, wait for your gift.
Yes, wait for your gift. I'm going to drop it over. And the next thing I want to talk about, which I think is a fantastic idea, and again, I got sent this just before lockdown, it's called Wild and Free. Now, the website is wearewild.com, and it's a deodorant, which, okay, sounds boring, but you get your refill, and you can choose any colour for your tin. Now, it sounds kind of like expensive. It's £12 off the top of my head. It's £12 for the case and the refill. And what you do is you go onto the website and you order your refills. You can have three refills. It's £5. The actual thing lasts about 6 months. So actually £12 for a deodorant that's going to last 6 months. It's absolutely fantastic. I should have said it was a deodorant.
That's not bad.
I don't think I said it was a deodorant. So it's a deodorant.
You did say.
Did I? It's a deodorant and it's, you know, again, cruelty-free and so on. So you get three refills every 4 months. And it's £5. Sorry, it's £5 per refill. But it literally lasts about 6 months. And you have all these different scents to choose from.
Oh, nice.
You've got Rose Blush, Orange Zest, Coconut Dreams. You've got Mint Fresh, Bergamot Rituals. And you choose three of them. You choose three refills. You have to get your case first, which is, you get a one-off purchase is £25, which is one case and three refills. Now, it does sound expensive, but it lasts.
Yep.
It will last a year. It will last a year. Oh, the last thing I'll go on to then is, because I have got some other products, but the last thing I want to go on to is, I did up, my post has been terrible. So Barry M was sending me some bright coloured makeup and so on for their summer range. And I picked up these, which is their, because my post is awful, so I haven't got them yet. But I picked up their new Hi-Vis nail varnishes. They're £3.99 from Superdrug. It's all your neon colours are coming out. So they're
absolutely
fantastic. And what I like about the Barry M ones, again, they're vegan. They're really, you know, so they're cruelty-free and vegan and British made. So I really do love them. But what I like about them is that when they go on very sheer. You build up your colour. So they're not like, you know when sometimes you put nail varnishes on, they're a blocky, bright colour and they streak.
Yes.
These don't streak. So finally, which I know it sounds awful, but I really love this colour. It's you look at it, it's yellow. But it doesn't streak at all.
It looks nice. It really does look nice.
But when it goes on, it gives the first coat just gives a very slight tint of yellow. And then you can build up the colour, but it's a lovely, shiny. I don't know if you can see that. It's a shiny.
Oh, yes,
it's
nice.
Shiny. It shimmers.
It's like an off yellowish as well. Yes. And it's not too strong.
No, but it will go brighter. The more layers that you build up, you can either have it as a very subtle sheen of yellow or you can build it up to the full bright. But what I love about it is the texture of it, because I think sometimes with these bright block colours, they do streak. They look a bit like Tippex. I mean, my daughter's nails, bless her, are awful at the moment. She did her own DIY acrylics and she loves white. And I always think it looks like she's put Tippex on her fingers. But yeah, so these ones are absolutely fantastic.
Okay.
I know we're running out of time, so I'll try and get this one in. But this is, and I haven't tested this, but I'm going to get in. This is the low pH Good Morning Cleanser from beautybay.com. It's a super refreshing gel. It's £14. It's a wake up call. I'm going to read off the press release because I haven't got long. It's a very gentle formula. It's very, very good if you've got oily skin, sensitive skin. And what it does, it restores your natural pH level. And if you need to contact me, it's askmollybeauty.com.
Yes, as well. You. Fantastic. Thank you. Next Thank month, you. We'll see you.
Yes.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.